Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Zehillah, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing the case of the previous Mishnah. We have an Aksandra. Basically looks like a bus stop. Three walls. The walls come down all the way to the ground, though. And one open wall, but the roof has a crack or a split down the middle. So in the previous Mishnah we learned that if he places some kind of a reed on the floor, directly underneath the split in the roof, as long as it's on the floor, the roof still stays two separate roofs. And there's tumah on one side, won't be mitame on the other side. But if this reed that he places on the floor is off the ground by a tefach, then gurasik or gurachas comes into play, where we say it's as if it comes all the way up, and then the two roofs are combined into one roof, which would mean that if there's tumah on one side, the other side would become tame. So our Mishnah continues to discuss this shaila. Suppose we have sagois ova. Sagois means a piece of wool, ova that's very thick, or the kaifis, a beam, ova that's very thick, a wooden beam. And either the sagois or the kaifis are lying on the floor, but right underneath the stack, aligned with the crack that's up on the roof. Even though these things themselves are thicker by more than a tefach, they're very thick, that means even if they're laying mamish on the floor, but they're so thick that if you would measure from the bottom of the beam or from the bottom of this bega till the top, it would be a tefach. So the top part of the bega, or the top part of the beam, is a tefach off the ground. But the bottom part is laying on the ground. It's not raised, the tefach. So our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Even though technically the top part is high, a tefach off the ground, but because lemaisa it's sitting on the ground, it will not be mechaber the two roofs. Once again, let's see the Mishnah from the beginning. Zakt the Mishnah sagais ava, a thick beged, the kaifis ava, a thick beam of wood that are laying on the floor, right underneath the crack or the opening of the roof on top. Even though, because of their thickness, lemaisa it's a tefach, the top of the beged or the top of the beam is a tefach off the ground. However, the din is einan mevi'in es ha'tumah. They do not bring the tumah from one side to the other side because it's laying on the ground. The only time it's going to bring tumah from one side to the other side is if you have an empty area of a tefach underneath it. It's not enough that the top of it is a tefach off the ground. It would have to be anshiyu gvoyim in ha'aretz b'seach tefach. The underneath of the wood, the wool, whatever is there, has to have an empty space of a tefach. It has to be suspended, a tefach, off the ground. That's when gurachas comes into play, or gurasik, and we say it's as if it rises up, or the top rises down, but somehow, al pi halacha, the hole is filled, and now it's one roof. For that matter, zokt de mishnah weiter, kefulim zu al gabe zu. Let's say I had several pieces of clothing, and they're folded one on top of the other, and they too are placed on the ground, right underneath where the opening is on the roof. Zakta Mishnah, Eina Meviyas Es HaTumah. It's not going to bring the Tumah from one side of the Eksadra to the other. Achtei Hol Yoyna Gvayim In Ha'aretz Beseich Tefach. Unless, now here's the Chiddush, what's underneath the highest of the Begadim of here is the Tefach above the ground. In other words, even though Lamaisa, there's no empty space, because you have Begadim folded one on top of the other. But because from the bottom of the top beged until the floor you have the space of the tefach, although there are other begadim there, that will bring the tumah from one side to the other. In other words, that will set up a situation where I say either gurasik or gurachis, and halachically speaking, the gap in the ceiling has been filled. So let's say I asked you a shaila. I noticed that there are things laying on the floor, high at tefach, directly underneath where the gap is in the ceiling. Does that fill the gap? Does that connect it and make both sides one oil or not? Now that you know this Mishnah, your answer will be, it depends. If there's one thing laying over there on the floor, one beam of wood, one thick garment, no, it doesn't connect it. Unless it was lifted off the floor at tefach. But if it's laying on the floor, it won't connect it, even though the top of the piece of wood or the top of the garment is a tefach off the ground. But if there are several begadim over here, laying one on top of the other, then you would have to measure from the bottom of the top one till the bottom. If you have a tefach there, even though underneath you don't have ear space, you have other begadim, that would connect the two sides. Here I would say, this is called a tefach off the ground. We imagine as if it goes up or the roof comes down. Either way, the gap in the roof is filled. Now we have a third case in the Mishnah. What if a person is laying here? He's laying directly underneath the opening of the roof. Hayadam nasin sham, on the floor, opposite the gap. Beshamim and the Beshamim say ein nevi asatuma. The Beshamim say the goof of a person is one thing. That's like the first case in the Mishnah. Even though the thickness of his goof is more than a tefach, but he's no different than a beam laying on the floor that's high a tefach, where we say unless you're a tefach off the ground, you don't seal the roof. Ubesilam and the Basilis say no, we don't look at it that way. The Basilis say adam chalalhu. A person is viewed to be like hollow. He's not all one gush. So a person laying here is daimed to the cases of a few begadim laying here, one on top of the other. And therefore, v'atzad ha'elyon may be a setumah. The upper side of him is going to bring the tumah, just like the beged on top is going to bring tumah from one side to the other, because you have, from underneath the top beged, a tefach to the ground, here too, from underneath the top of the person, you have a tefach, or more, between that top part and the ground. And I don't say that the whole person is considered one gush. In other words, just like from the top layer, you have a tefach to the ground, that's enough to say that it connects to the top. Here too, from the top of the person, you have a tefach within that person underneath. That's considered the tefach underneath to be able to seal the gap on top. The Tosfos Yamtos is an interesting thing. When the Beshamim say that the person does not bring the tumah from one side to the other, meaning he doesn't fill the gap, that's if he's not covered with a beged. But if he's covered with a beged, the Beshami will also be mighty. The tumah will go from one side to the other, because from underneath the beged that's on the person, you have a tefach. And as long as there's two separate things, we count from underneath the top. Why did the Basil say that a person is not considered one guf? So Mishnah Achrayinah brings over here others as well. It's based on a pasuk in Eiv. The pasuk says, Eiv cried out, Ar ubasar talbisheini, skin and flesh you clothed me. Uviyatzameis vegidim tisaychecheini, and with bones and sinews you sheltered me. So because Eiv uses the lashon tisaychecheini, so that's like schach. That means the body has schach. It has a roof that covers what's inside. So it's not one guf. It's like separate things covered by a roof. That's what a body is. No, once it's separate, we count the tefach from the thing that's on top. So chazing over our Mishnah. We're in an exandra. Imagine like a bus stop. There's a gap, an open part of the roof. We want to consider that open so we can say if there's tumah on one side, it doesn't travel to the other side. In the previous Mishnah we learned, if somebody just puts down, let's say, a reed on the floor, unless the reed is raised, a tefach, off the ground, that's not considered sealing the roof, sealing the gap in between the two roofs. Our Mishnah began with the first case. What if you have something laying on the ground, one piece, but it's a tefach high? Thick woolen garment, it's a tefach high. Or a thick piece of wood, that's a tefach high. Zok the Mishnah, no, that won't seal the top. It has to be raised the tefach off the ground. But, case number two of the Mishnah, if you have several begadim laying, one on top of the other, so I can say if underneath the top beged you have a tefach to the ground, that's called raise the tefach off the ground. It doesn't bother me that there's no airspace underneath the top beged to the floor, that there are other begadim there, as long as it's not one thing. You can separate the top layer and say from the bottom of the layer until the floor you have a tefach. That being the case, automatically the top is considered sealed. It's as if it goes up or the top comes down, however it works. And the third case of the Mishnah was about a person. There's two ways of looking at a person. The Beshamis say a person is one piece. So even though he's a tefach off the ground, I don't have like a tefach underneath the top part. There's no top part and bottom part according to the Beshamis. And therefore, like the case with the thick clothes or the thick wood, it won't block the roof because it's not raised the tefach off the ground. The Basil say that a person has a schach, the top of him is a schach, the rest is something separate that's underneath, the person is considered hollow, so to speak, And therefore, once you can divide the person, so from underneath the top of the person, you have a tefach, and therefore he's done into the second case of several layers of clothing, where we say, as long as from the top layer to the bottom you have a tefach, it does seal the roof on top.